Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Ayin Dalet. We begin by the two dots about seven lines down from the top. We're continuing from yesterday's discussion. We began the famous Mishnah, which dealt with all 39 Av Melachos. And we're going through more of these Av Melachos. So the Brisa begins at the two dots. Now this is a very enigmatic Brisa, which will require explanation. I'll just read it first, and then we'll go and look at the various Amoraim's opinion of how this Brisa should be understood. Tana Rabban, Hayul fun of Mine Ochlin. The person has in front of him two different types of food. So the Brisa states, Borer the Ochel, you're allowed to go select out and eat, or Borer Miniach, you can select it out and give it to somebody else. Miniach means for somebody else, doesn't mean for later on. However, the Brisa says, Velo Yivror, you're now allowed to go and pick out, which again is an internal contradiction. We just said you're allowed to, and now it says you're not allowed to. The Embira, and in fact you did borer, chayv chatas, that's chiv of a chatas. So obviously this brisa requires interpretation. First you say you're allowed to, and then you say you're not allowed to. So which one is it? So the Gemara itself asks, my karma, what in the world is this brisa talking about? So Amar Ula, Ula's going to give us the first explanation. And Ula says, hachi karma, this is what the brisa means. When it says borer, it means borer va'ochel lebo bayom. You're allowed to be borer and eat it that day on Shabbos. Or alternatively, uborer, or miniach lebo bayom. Or you can be borer and give it to your friend and have him eat it that day. However, ulamochel yivro, but if you're going to be borer on Shabbos for Sunday, that you're not allowed to do. And in fact, you did it, vidbirer, chayv chatas. That would be a issa daraisa, and if you did this by accident, you'd be chayv chatas. Now, that is Ula's teretz. Rav Chisa doesn't like it. Maskev l'Rechis, the Rechis says, wait a second, l'chi mutur l'afos l'bo bayom? You're telling me over here that you chayv chatas if you do borer from Shabbos to Sunday. So that means that it's an issa deraisa. So how are you allowed to do it on Shabbos? Is it mutur, l'chi mutur l'afos l'bo bayom? If somebody wanted to bake, okay, I'm not allowed to bake for Sunday, I'm allowed to bake on Shabbos? L'chi mutur l'afos l'bo bayom? L'chi mutur l'vasha l'bo bayom? Am I allowed to go and cook that day? Of course not. So how can you tell me that you're allowed to do borer on Shabbos? If borer is an issa d'oraisa, you can't do it for Sunday, how are you allowed to do it for Shabbos? So that's the obvious question that Rav Chisda has on Ula's understanding of this brisa. And therefore, Rav Chisda has his own understanding. Elam Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda says this is how the brisa should be understood. Borer v'ochel pochus mikishir. A person is allowed to be borer less than the shir. Rashi points out that the shir is a grogeris, a dried fig. That is the shir in general when it comes to these food items on Shabbos. So a person is allowed to go and pick out, he says, on Shabbos, less than the shir. El borer u'miniach pochus mikishir. Or you can do it for your friend, less than the shir. However, ukishir lo yavrar, if you're going to do a grogeris is worth, you're not allowed to do that. And in fact, if you did, bin birer, chayv chatas, that's an issa daraisa. That's Rav Chisda's understanding of the raisa, which Rav Yosef doesn't like. Maskev lo Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, wait a second. Chimut lefos pachos mikishir, just like Rav Chisda had asked Anula, are you allowed to do something that's an issa daraisa? On baking, you can't do it, so you can't do it on borer. So the same thing Rav Yosef says to Rav Chisda. He says, you're not allowed to do a chatzi shir. As Rashi points out, famous Gemara in Yuma, we mentioned this many times, kai malon, chatzi shir is awesome in the Torah. You're not allowed to do a half of a shir. Okay, you may not be chayv chatas, but you're not allowed to do this. How can you tell me you're allowed to do this? So therefore, Rav Yosef rejects Rav Chisda's understanding of the brisa. So how does Rav Yosef understand the brisa? He says, I'll give you my interpretation. Elam Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, borer v'ochel biyad. Here we introduce the first halacha l'maisa application of the din of borer. As we'll see, borer has three critical criteria in order not to be over the issue of borer on Shabbos. So Rav Yosef tells us the first one. Elam Rav Yosef, borer v'ochel biyad. You're allowed to go and be borer something with your hand. Borer u'meniach biyad. You're allowed to be borer something for your friend biyad, with your hand. You're not allowed to use a specialized utensil. And therefore, if you use bikonon ubitamchui, lo yivror. You're not allowed to use a konon and a tamchui. What are the konon and a tamchui? So Rashi explains, these are wooden utensils, kli eitz. And Rashi continues and he says, sha'osim ke'ein tzinor, they're like a pipe, that is rochov miliachrov, it's wide at one end, v'kotzim milafonim, and it's narrow at the other end. Ubali matbeya osin oso, this is something that people that use and make coins use to select out the coins. So what you do in this situation is you put in, Rashi says, borer bo kitnis, you can use this for kitnis, you use this for coins, you put in at the wide end, nosin kitnis b'mokom arachav, you put in the kitnis with their solas, with their other product that you don't want inside at the wide end, umananeo, and you shake it, vakidnis name shame segalga, and the kidneys which are round, therefore they roll, mizgalga v'yori derech pivakotzer, they go out the other narrow end, vapsolis nishar bekli, and the waste product stays behind. So this is a fancy way of doing selection over here, of being borer, but it's not the normal way, as we will see. And that's why he says, pater avulotzer. Therefore, mutu lechachila lo heavy, the next Rashi says, mutu lechachila lo heavy. You're not allowed to do this lechachila because it's the dame lebrere, it's very close to being borer, which would be a chi of chatas. So therefore, it's a little bit like it, but it's not exactly it. So therefore, the rabbi said it's osur, even though it may not be osur deraisa, the rabbis made it osur deraisa. Ah, the chi of chatas, but to say it's osur deraisa, lo heavy. It's not an itzur deraisa because this is not the normal way to do this. The kilacher yadhu, the ikubrere binap of the kavra, the normal way of doing borer is sifting in a sieve. And this is a makeshift type of a borer device. And therefore, it is not also daraisa, but it's also not mutter. And therefore, avo biyad, lo dami le borer klal. So this is not exactly an issa daraisa. It's not mutter. And therefore, that's why with the kanon or the tamchui, it is only in issa d'rabbanan, and that's what Rav Yosef tells us. Bekonon v'tamchoi lo yivror. However, v'im birer patur avolaser. It's an issa d'rabbanan patur avolaser. Or benapo v'kavra, using these real sieves, these real sifters, lo yivror. That you're not allowed to do lechatchila v'midaraisa v'im birer. And if in fact you use this, chayiv chatas. So this is Rav Yosef's interpretation, and this is halacha l'maisa. One point over here: if you're doing borer for immediate usage with your hand, so you're doing it biyad, that's allowed. You're not allowed to use a specialized kli, but if you borrow something with your hand, that's allowed. Nevertheless, even though Rav Yosef is a lemaisa, Maskev Rav Amnuna, Rav Amnuna says the words don't fit in well. Midei konun v'tamchoi k'tani, the Braisa didn't mention konun v'tamchoi. So while we paskin, in fact, like Rav Yosef, but Rav Amnuna didn't like his understanding of the Braisa because it didn't mention the words konun v'tamchoi. So therefore, he didn't like Rav Yosef's interpretation, he gave his own interpretation. Elam Rav Hamnuna, Rav Hamnuna said, this is the interpretation over here of the Braisa. And Borer v'ochel, ochel mitoch hapsoles. Borer u'meniach ochel mitoch hapsoles. When it says that you're allowed to do this, it means you can be Borer ochel from psoles. And this is the second criteria that makes when the Borer is permissible. If you're taking the food, the good, from the bed, the psoles. So you must select it biad with your hand, like Rav Yosef taught us, and like Rav Amnuna tells us, you must select it over here, ochel mitoch psoles. So if you're doing that for yourself, ochel mitoch psoles, or borer meniach ochel mitoch psoles, or you're doing it for your friend. The Tosa says over here, borer meniach means perch letzorech acherim. It doesn't mean for later on, as I pointed out before. Tosa says it means letzorech acherim. It means for somebody else, but for right now, as we'll see. So that is allowed. But Rav Amnuna explains the Braisa. If you're doing psolus mitoch ochli, you're taking the bad from the good, which, by the way, is the normal way that borer is done, because normally you have a little bit of bad and a lot of good, so it's much easier. Let's say you have peas and carrots, and there's a lot of peas and little carrots. You don't like the carrots, so you could take out all the peas and leave the carrots behind, or you could take out the few carrots, and then the peas are eaten more easily. So the normal way to do it is to take the psolus, the little bit of garbage, the little bit of waste, from the larger amount of good stuff. So therefore, that's the normal way to do it. So if you do psolus mitoch ochel on Shabbos, lo yivro, you're not allowed to do that. And if you do that, then birer chayiv chatas. That would be the issur daraisa. Okay. Now, that's Rav Amnuna's understanding. But Abaye doesn't like that one either. Just like Rav Amnuna didn't like Rav Yosef's because it didn't fit the words, so to Abaye says, hey, Rav Amnuna, you don't fit the words either. Maskel of Abaye says, Midei ocha mitoch psolus kani. Where does it mention anything? Like you said to Rav Yosef, it doesn't mention konun v'tamchoi, it doesn't mention anything about ocha mitoch psolus. So therefore, El Omer Abaye, I'll tell you what the Braisa means. And he gives a third criteria over here. Borer v'yochel li alter. When you want to do borer, you must do ochel from psolus, biyad, you must use with your hand and not with a clay. And those are the two criteria they had previously. And Abaye says, this is the criteria, borer v'ochel li'alter. You must do it for immediate consumption. La'alter means right away. Or, uborer meniach li'alter, or give it to your friend for right away usage. The person who's preparing the meal can do the borer for each guest right there at that moment with their hand for immediate consumption. Ochel mitoch psolus. Those are the three criteria. But for later in the day, you're not allowed to do this. You're preparing it at lunchtime for Shalosh Shudis. That you're not allowed to do, even though you're doing it Ochel Mitol Psolos and with your hand. Then Birer, and if in fact you did Borer, Nasa Kiboru Liotzer, it's no different if you do it in the morning for the afternoon than if you did it for storage. And therefore, that's an Issur Daraisa, the Chayev Chatos. So these are the three criteria over here. Rav Yosef said one, Rav Amnuna said one, and Abaye said one, and Halacha L'maisa, we paskin all three, and that is the din of Borer. Again, one quick review, one more time. In order to not be over Borer on Shabbos, you must pick the Ochel from the Psoles for immediate consumption, not using a specialized utensil, using your hand, or sometimes you can use some sort of a clay that's not a specialized utensil. Like if you want to separate the peas and carrots, you take out the peas, which you want, from the carrots, which you don't want, you could use a knife to push them apart, but you can't use a special sifter. Okay. Where it says, Amrua Rabbanan Kamei Rava. The Chachamim, they came to Rava and they told them what Abaye had said. And Amalu, whoa, Shapir Amar Nachmeni. Nachmeni is the name that Abaye was given. He was raised by Rav Nachman. His parents, Nebuch, died. So he was raised in the house of Rav Nachman, so they called him Nachmeni. In any event, so Rava called him Nachmeni. So he said, Shapir Amar Nachmeni, this is correct. This is the good pshat over here. We continue, the Gemara says, if you have two foods in front of you, and he ate the ochel immediately, or he was borrowed it, gave it to somebody else. So Ravashti Masti Potter. Ravashti says this is Potter, meaning Potter of a lesser. Rav Yirmiyah Medifti Masti Chayv. Rav Yirmiyah Medifti said, you're Chayv if you do this. So what's going on over here? Ravashti Masti Potter. Why did Ravashti say that you're Potter in this situation? For Hotoni Chayv, the Brisa says that you're Chayv. So where it says Lokasha, Hobakonamatamchoy, Hobinafi Rakafra. Oh, what we're talking about over here is different types. I misspoke a little bit when I said there are two means of ochel in front of him and he was borrowed them properly. No, he wasn't borrowed them properly. Rav Ashi said that he's part of a lawsuit because he was borrowed them with a kanun or tamkui, which is an iser derabanan. It's not a real iser derais because that's the normal way. It's klachayad, but it's not with your hand. So the rabbi said it's too close to doing it with a specialized utensil. So they said it's part of a lawsuit. And when Rav Yirmiyah Medifti said Yechayev, he was talking about using a nap and a kabra, a real sieve. Okay. He also, Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael. Omar, he said, Shabbos de Rav Bibi Havoy. It was Rav Bibi's Shabbos. What does that mean? So Rashi tells us over here, Higia Yomo Lios Omed Umishamesh Al Hatamidim. It was his turn to like to be the in-house Shabbos. He was the Rosh Yeshiva that was in-house that Shabbos. In any event, V'ikloy Rabbi Ami V'Ravasi. And Rav Ami V'Ravasi also were there. Now, Shado Kamayo Kalkola de Peri. He threw in front of them a basket of fruit, and all the fruit rolled out. Now, why did he do that? So, Veloya Dana, the Gemara says, we don't know why he did that. Did he do it because, Imishum de Savar, Ochel mitoch Psolos Osir, you're not allowed to take the Ochel from the Psolos. Now, Tosus points out over here, obviously, we're not talking about the bottom Tosus. Pirush Loya Dana, Mashal Obirim Tchila, Kodim Shivim Lepineyam. He's talking about that he didn't do this beforehand. They were going to sit down at 1 o'clock, and at 11 o'clock, he rolled this out over here and didn't put out the fruit one by one. He just rolled the whole basket out, so all the fruit left from the psolus that was there. So Tosus says, he obviously, at that moment, if you want to give somebody a fruit, you can take the apple out of the basket. That's not a problem. So the question was, he did this beforehand. So why did he do this beforehand this way? Was it because, lo yadana, even from the sabar, ochel mitoch psolus is also, did you not do ochel mitoch psolus if it's not for immediate consumption? And that was his problem. He thought that this isn't called immediate consumption if he takes the fruit out an hour beforehand. Or, oh, Mishum Ayin Yafahu, the Mechave. Or, no, he wanted to be magnanimous. He wanted to be very generous over here. He didn't want to give them just one apple. So he tossed the whole barrels out there. And this way, if they wanted two apples, they gave it two. If he only put out one, he wouldn't be as generous. So that's what he did. And they said, we weren't sure why he did it this way. And that's left as a question. Chizki tells us another din. Omar, he says, Haborer Turmosim. Turmosim are what we call lupines. Rashi explains over here that these turmosim is la'achar sheshalkun. After you go and cook them, huborer ochel mitoch haklipa. Then he takes out the good part from the bad part, from its shell. So if somebody, Chizki says, is borer these turmosim, mitoch psolish shalahat, taking out the good part from the bad part, chayiv. He says, in fact, you're not allowed to do that. You're chayev in isu daraisa, you're chayev achatas. So Gemara says, leimuk sover chizkiya, are you going to tell me the chizkiya holds over here? Ocha mito psolis is asur? Is this really his opinion? That you're not allowed to go take out ocha mito psolis? Nobody holds like that. How could chizkiya basni say that that's asur? Gemara says, no, shiny tumasim. Tumasim are different. Why are tumasim different? Return to the Yom Beis, because the shalkile shiva zimni, because they normally require cooking 7 times. Rashi says, lamaskin, in order to sweeten them. Otherwise, they're going to be very bitter. So you have to go and cook them 7 times. Now, we have different girsas over here. I'm going to read with Rashi's preferred girsa. Rashi can be seen on the last of the wide lines at the top in the Diravasu Misrach, where he says, v'li nirer, that we're talking here about the girsa should be the ilo shalke le. Shalke and shakil are two different things. Shalke le means to cook it, to stew it, and shakli means to take it. So the girsa that we have is the ilo shakli le. If you don't take it out, misrach, it's going to go and become spoiled. Ukipsolis misoch ochel domi. And the girsa that we have would be that you're taking over here this psolis from the ocha. You must take the ocha from the psolis. In this situation, Rashi explains with the gears, you're taking over here the not well-cooked tarmusin, because they need to be cooked 7 times, from the stuff that is cooked with 1 or 2 times. And therefore, that's what it means. If you don't take it out, it's going to spoil, and therefore, it's taking the psolus mitoch the ocha. This lupine over here is not yet ready, so you're taking it out to cook it again. That's called taking the psolus from the ocha. At this point, it's still psolus. But Rashi prefers the pshat where it's shalkile. If you don't cook it 7 times, so then it's going to be spoiled. And then if you take it out before then, it's going to be taking out the psolus mitocha ocha. Again, a technical detail over here about these tarmusim, the way they are, in fact, cooked. Gemara continues and tells us now the next av melacha that we had in the Mishnah, batochein, if one grinds. Grinding is also on Shabbos. Omer papa. Similar toldos, if you wish, of grinding. Haiman de porim. Rashi says this was the mem, not with a samach. Haiman de porim silka. If you go cut up these beets, chayev mishum tochein. Cutting up the beets is also going to make you liable because of the av melacha of tochein. Rashi explains over here that you're cutting it up mechatko hadek. You're chopping it up finely, and therefore it's like tochein, like grinding. Rav Nasha says, "Haiman de solis silte." If a person goes and takes, Rashi says, "Eitzim dakim lahavir esh." You want to take little pieces of wood, little twigs of wood, to use them as firewood. So if you cut them off from a big piece of wood, the solis silte, then you're chayev. Why? Mishum tochen. This is also a tolda of tochen because you're taking the large pieces and you're making them into smaller pieces. That's like grinding. Rav Ashi. And likewise, if you also are cutting them up into a very specific size, you're not just cutting them up, you don't care what size they are. No, you want 1 inch, you want 2x4s, you want something specific over here, then not only you chayev over here mishum tochein, you chayev also mishum mechatech. For exactly cutting up something, that is an iser. Rashi explains that the iser here is or mikatso bimida, when you cut up a leather, so you cut it into specific strips. So too, if you cut this wood into a specific size, you're over for mechatech. Then the Mishnah said, v'alosh v'yofer, we said, if you knead or if you bake, those are two different abalochos. Now, we have over here, I mentioned this when we did the Mishnah, it uses the term baking. Now, if we're talking about dyeing, these were all various dyes, samamonim, that were being prepared, and it should have said, hamivashel, you cook dyes, you don't bake dyes. Some rapapa, shovak tano didon bishul samamonim, he take out of context, so to say, artana, instead of saying bishul as the instead of ofeh, because we're dealing with these herbs and plants that you're growing in order to make dyes to the base of Mikdush, Rasudu said, mivashel. He says, Tana didon, shovak tana didon, bishul samamonim, David b'mishkan, which was the source over here of these av melachos, the naken ofeh. And he changed it and used the word ofeh, baking, which isn't the right terminology. So the Gemara explains, Tana didon, the reason why our Tana changed it to ofeh, because he says this is also sidur, the pas noka. This is also, all of these av melachos are the same exact things that you'd have in making bread. You'd plant the grains to make bread. And he says this is much more common. So therefore, the Tana preferred to use ofeh rather than bishul, because most people don't do these samimonim, they were done in the Mishkan, that's the source, but therefore he put into more common parlance, and that is to say ofer rather than bishul, because he's talking about bread, even though it's all based upon the herbs for the samimonim. Amravacha bar Rav Avira, Ravacha, who was the son of Rav Avira, said, Haiman dishodo sich soli asuna, if somebody went. And Rashi says, Hishlich yosei delach l'taner. He takes a moist peg and he throws it into a hot taner, l'taner cham, liyavsho, to dry it out, sheis kasha. So this moist peg is a little bit soft now. He wants to make it nice and hard. So the din is, yuchai bishom mevasho. That is called cooking. You're taking out the moisture over here of this peg, and that's called cooking. Shmuel says, pshita, of course it is. Why would you think it's not? Shmuel says, no. Ma'al detem, I might have thought, l'sharuye mono komechadein. His intention over here is to harden it. Cooking softens something. So even though his putting it into the oven could have been mistaken for cooking, one could have argued it's not cooking because it hardens it. No, kamash malan, the mirfa rafi, it first gets soft. Oh, you're over the cooking when it gets soft, and only afterwards when the liquid gets evaporated from the heat of the tanner, the harder come, it only gets hard afterwards. So there is cooking over here. It may not be cooking from the minute one. It may not be cooking at the end, but it was cooking from minute one. That's why you're over mevasho when you throw this moist peg into the oven, even though eventually it's hard, and that would be called not cooking. It got soft initially, and that's called cooking. If a person went and he hitich zephis, Rashi says, he melted over here this pitch. So it was in a solid, and he put it into the oven, and he made it into a liquid. Chayev, mishum mevashel. That's also mevashel. Mor says again, pshita, of course it is. Why would you think it's not? Mor says, no, ma'al detema, I might have thought. Kiven dohodor v'ikusha, since eventually, after you take it out of the heat, it becomes solid again. So emelo, since it's not a permanent cooking, maybe it's not called cooking. Mashulan? No, it is called cooking. Amar Rava, Rava says, Hai man, the oved chavita. If a person goes and makes a barrel, so in the making of a barrel on Shabbos, a person doing this, if he does it from scratch, from start to finish, chayv mishum sheva chatos. He, in fact, is going to be over seven isurim, seven melachos. He did this by accident. He'd have to bring seven chatos. Rashi explains, what are these seven chatos? Dibar maskul sheva chatos. Tochein horigovim. He grinds up the earth, clod, over here, so that's number one. Vishochak on hodeik, heavy tochen, and he crumples it up, he grinds it up. That's tochen. That's number one. Uborer atzroros, he has to take out the pebbles. That's number two. Hagasos, these big pebbles, he takes them out. Mitochan harifdaim. That's number two. Number three. Umar kidon benapa, he goes and then sifts it. He wants to make it nice and a good consistency, so he sifts it out to get out any extra garbage inside of it. That's number three. Umagabal atit, he has to go and knead the mixture that he has over here. Dain lush, that's number four. Mareach atit, he has to smooth it out. Kishos ha'gol, when he makes the form of the barrel, he has to smooth it out so it's nice and smooth. Sheicholach. So, areim uchamachik, that's number five. Umavirisa or bekivshon, he then has to go light the fire in the oven. That's number six. And finally, umitzarfo besocho, he bakes it. And that's number seven. Rashi asks over here, what about the digging of the dirt? Why isn't that number eight? The chofer leka, they don't serve chalei afar. That's not called. As we said, that's something that if you're not needing the hole, so to say, you don't want the hole, you just want the dirt, so then technically that's not an av melocha of chofer. So these are the seven over here that a person makes a barrel on Shabbos. The Gemara adds over here, and it says, Tanura, if you're making not a barrel, but you're making an oven, so you did all the first seven, Yechayv Mishum Shmona, Chatos. But you're also doing the eighth one over here. What's the eighth one? So Rashi says that after you bake the oven, so as opposed to a barrel, you then have to do applications of mud, Hutach Olav Fela, Shehi Av. So you then make another layer of mud on it, the Chom Miskayin, that's to keep the heat inside the oven. So that's the eighth one over here. This is called the Gemar Melach of Maka Bepatish. So that would be the eighth Chatas if you made an oven as opposed to a barrel. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Hai Mam the oven, Chilta, if a person makes Chilta, Rashi says this is Kaveres Shel Konim. This is like a reed basket of some sort. So this Chilta or Chalta, Chayev Achasis Rechatos, you're over 11 Av melachos over here, and if you did this by accident, you bring 11 chatos. And in addition, the chayte lepume, if you then make a additional part on the lip, you sew additionally over here, then you can be chayev two more, chayev shloshesrei chatos. You can be chayev 13 chatos in all. Now, what are the 11 and then the two extra ones? So look in Rashi, di ramasko, chayev yud aleph. So in the going into the third wide line at the bottom of the Rashi's. So number one, zomer hakonim. When you go prune these twigs, these reeds from the tree, vutzarchlem, and you want them. So then you chayev two, as we put pointed out in yesterday's shiur, chai mishum kotzer, the reaping, and mishum noter. Then the planting in the tree is getting more strong because you pruned it from some of the branches. So that's called planting. Fine, that's two. Osvam yachad, you then gather them together. Harezim amir, that's number three. You're piling them up. Bira yofos, when you select the better ones from the worst ones, harezim bore. It's not allowed to do that, because it's not ochel mitoch psolus. So therefore, you're not allowed to do that. That's borer. Hechlika, and when you smooth it out, harizim umachik. That's number five, you umachik. Also, dakos me'achash tayim osholos, when you go cut them up into two or three, harizitoche. That's grinding. That's number six, I think we're up to. Chotel memid, if you do it to a separate, specific amount, zemachatech. That's number seven. Hesich hashesi, when you go and arrange it in a certain way, harizim esich, that is called the iser of mesich, the stretching it out, we said in the weaving process, is number eight. Orag, achas lamala v'achas lamata, kidi lamido, hariosu shnei bati nirim. So that's number nine. That's, again, from the weaving process, you're doing it over here to make this wicker basket. And orag, then you go weave it, hariz orig, that's number ten. And chotach liachar arigasa, and then when you cut off the extra pieces, kidi lashvosu, to make it nice and smooth, that's makav patish, and that's number 11. Hare yud alef, Rashi says. And if you make the lip to it, v'chayte lipume, lasos lo sofa, you're making a border, a lip around the top of it, so then you're adding on two more, hosef kan chofer, a tofer, sewing, v'kosher, and tying, because shetzorich likshar liachar hatiru, because you have to sew up that part, and then you have to tie it off, and those are the 13 in all, the extra two. Why not bona? So Rashi tells us, because you don't have bona, not by the chavis, and not by the tanner, and not by this kaveres, because ein binyan bekelim. This iser of binyan doesn't apply to kelim, it only applies to structures. Now we go back and quote the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Hagozes is hatzema of amalabno. We said in the Mishnah, two other amalachas were if you shear the sheep's wool, and if you whiten the sheep's wool, malabno. So Amar Rabba Baruchana, Amar Yochanan, if you go and twist, you spin the wool while it's on the behema, so if you do this on Shabbos, you chayv shalosh chatos. You chayv three times over here. What are the three that you're over? Number one, achas mishum gozes. You're going to eventually cut this off. You're going to first weave it and spin it and then cut it off. So eventually you're going to be over gozes. Biachas mishum menapets, the combing it out while it's on the wool on the sheep. So that's menapets, you're over for that, even though it's attached to the animal. Biachas mishum tovet, then when you spin it, before you cut it off, so then that's the third one. That is what Rabba Bar Chana said in the name of Yochanan. Rav Chana disagreed. Rav Chana said, no. Ein derech Geziza b'kach. That's not the way you normally do geziza. You do geziza before you spin it. So if you do geziza afterwards, that's klachayat, and you're not over in Issa deraisa. Likewise, ein derech menapet b'kach. We don't normally comb it out, untangle it, while it's on the wolves, on the animal's back. So therefore, that's not the normal way to do it. It's klachayat, you're not over in Issa deraisa. And likewise, ein derech tovi b'kach. We don't spin it on the animal's back. Therefore, all of these are klachayat, all of them are not in Issa deraisa. And Rav Chana says, you're not chay b'chartas. More questions. This is not the normal way to do this. V'lo, v'atanya, learning the brayso, mishmei the Rav Nechemya, in the name of Rav Nechemya. When the pasuk in the Torah tells us that the women, the isha chachma slay, they spun it on the animal's back, shotuv be'izim, v'tovu be'izim. They actually did this while this process of making this wool and spinning it while it was on the animal's back. So that seems to be the normal way. Alma tevia agabi behema shmo tevia. It is called tevia. More answers, no, that was unique. Chochma Yisera Shaini. This was a special thing over here, which Tosus explains. Osavoso, the women who had the knowledge to do this, Batla Daitam Esu Kolodim. They were the exception to the rule, not the rule. And therefore, they are not going to be chayiv if anybody else does it in this fashion, even though they were able to do this. Yisho Chachma Slave were able to do it, but in general, it wasn't done this way, so therefore, this is called Kalachayat, and Rav Kana's statement that the Nachayv and Yisrael Derais is based upon that. Tanya Rabban, we learn another Braisa, Hatolesh es Haknaf. If you go and pull off a feather from the wing of a bird, Rashi says that's where they had these big feathers, and that's why they would do it over here. Notza Gedola min Knafo. They would take off these big feathers from the wings of the bird. Or va kotmo, if you then go afterwards and you do kotmo on it. What's that? La'achar shetoshu, after you pulled off this big feather, chotech rosho, you cut off the head of the feather, shudak, which is soft. And that's the part that you want. V'roi l'nichol b'kai v'kesi, use that for stuffing of a pillow. And then va'morto, what is that? Rashi says, at the other end, which is hard, the tail end, shukosha, Moreit saro mikan mikan. You separate the hairs from over there. Umashlech akona. You throw away the hard part. Venosin asera bekar bekesis. And you take the fluffy stuff and you put it inside the pillow. So these three things, pulling off the feather, going and cutting off the head, and then going cutting off the hard bottom part, and you're left with the feathers. So if a person did this on Shabbos, chayiv sholosh chatos. If this is by accident on Shabbos, you'd be chayiv three chatos. Now the gerusa that we have is ve'omer Rav Shimon, but the gerusa on the side says it should just be omer Rav Shimon and Lakish. Rish Lakish added, and he said, toleish, what's the reason that you're chayiv over here for plucking off the feather? That's chayiv mishum gozes. That's a tolda of shearing. Kotein, that we said that you're cutting off the soft part at the top, so that's chayiv mishum mechatif. That's cutting it off. Memarit, when you cut off the bottom part, chayiv mishum mechatif. That's chayiv because you're smoothing it out. You're removing the part that you don't want over here, and you're leaving yourself with the soft stuff. So that's, he says, is the underlying ab malacha that you're over in this situation. Rashi points out for mechatif the tnan gabi or hamemachu. When you remove the hairs from the hide, so that's called mechatif. So here too, you're removing parts of it over here. That's called mechatif. Then we quote from the Mishnah and said, "Akosher v'yamatir." If a person did these two av malachos, so there are two more av malachos, tying and untying. Gemara says, "Kshir v'mishkan hecha havoy." Where in the Mishkan do we have this? All of these, again, the 39 malachos are found in the Mishkan. So where in the Mishkan did they do this type of malacha? So Amar Rava. Rava says on the side, it tells us that the girsa should be, I'm sorry, in the Bach, it tells us the girsa should be Amar Rava. And he says, "Shekin koshim b'yaseidos aholim." They would go and take the pegs for the Mishkan, and they would tie them, the Mishkan, to them. The hides, the ureos, they would tie them to them. We delete the word koshrim the second time. And he says, this is the tying that they did in the Mishkan. So Gemara questions this and says, how kosher amanas lahatuhu? That would be something that you're tying it with the intention to eventually untie it. It's not a permanent knot, and therefore, that's not a nisa daraisa. So that can't be it. So Gemara says, you're right. El Amar Baya. Baya says that this reasoning of Rava or Rabba is wrong. He says, you know where they tied? Shekin Orge Yurios, the people that wove the Yurios, the curtains of the Mishkan. So one of those threads would snap, it would break, so then they would have to go and tie it. So that's what Abaye says is the teretz over here. When one of these threads would break, so they would go and tie it. Rava says, I don't like that teretz. Omele Rava, teretz to kosher. That's good. It's a good teretz for kosher. But matir, ma'ikal meimer, where do we find the untied in that situation? Are you going to tell me, l'chitema, di misramile trei, chute, kitre, bahadi, adode, that if they have two knots next to each other, so sharichad, one was tied, the katerchad, and they would untie one. Love that could do them at the same time. So he's saying sometimes they would tie a knot, and if there were two knots there, they would untie a knot. Are you telling me that's the way that this was done? So that's your kshira and Hatora, your matir? So Rava says, that's not right. Hashtol, if name melech, boss of a dom, enos and kain. Try to give this type of a sweater to the king that has knots in it, some untied, some tied. It's going to look very funny. That's not a nice garment. So if you're not going to give this to a king, a melech, boss of a dom, so if name melech, malchi, amloch, mekosh baruch, osin, would you do that for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Arios? Absolutely not. So that can't be the kosher umatir. So what is the kosher umatir? Elam Rava, Rava says, you know what the kosher matir is? Either Rava said it, or Bitema, or Rabbi Loi said it. Shekain, Sode, Chalozon, the trappers of the Chalozon. We'll see what that was in a moment. Kosher umatir. And sometimes they would have to make their nets larger, so they tie two nets together. Sometimes they have to make the nets smaller. They might be going into a smaller area. They couldn't use such a large net. So they would untie the connection between the two nets. So that's the kosher umatir, the Sode, Chalozon, the trappers of the Chalozon, would need it to make the chalazon die for the Mishkan. Now, what is the chalazon? So Rashi tells us that they would use this creature, litzboa hatcheles bedomo. They would take its blood, some secretion from this creature, and use it for the dye known as tcheles, this bluish type of a dye. Now, Rashi says that this comes from hukimin dog koton. It came from a fish-like creature. Now, when we use the term dog, we don't know always mean what we define as a fish. A mammal would also be called the dog katan. So it means an aquatic creature. And today, there are many that suggest that this techeles is in fact not a fish, but it's a snail, Murex trunculus. And again, there are those that have, from a scientific point of view, shown that the Murex trunculus dye that they can get from it is the exact same thing as tcheles. In any event, there are those that agree, those don't agree. That's not our discussion right now. This snail comes up, this small dog cotton comes up, Ola achas l'shivim shana. It comes up once every 7 years from the Tiberian Sea, from the Kinneret, and they captured it. They trapped it. So that's the kosher umatir. Then the Mishnah quotes and it says, "Vatofer shtei tviros." If you do two stitches, an in stitch and then you go an out stitch, so that's enough of a shear that you're not going to be chayev for stitching. Where it says volo kaima, that's not going to be a permanent knot. If you go and stitch in and stitch out, it's going to unravel. So how can that be an issur d'oraisa? So I'm a Rabbi Berachana or Yochanan. He says, "Hu shikshorin." After you go in and you go out, you tie it off. So now it's permanent. That is the issur d'oraisa. Then we have the last quote of the Mishnah for now, for today. Hakorea almanas litvar. If a person goes and he makes a tear in something in order to then go and sew it up. So Gemara says, Kriya b'mishkan mihabe. Where do they do this in the Mishkan? So Gemara says, Rabba of Rav Zeira, Damar Tavayu, both Rabba and Rav Zeira said, we turn to the Amud Beis. They said as follows, Shekein Yeria, Shenofal bo Darna. They would have sometimes one of the curtains, one of the Yerios, would have a tolas, Rashi says. They would make holes in it, like a moth would make holes in the curtains, and therefore they'd have to cut away from that area. Korin ba, they would cut away the area so they could make a nice hole, so to say, as opposed to a jagged hole from this moth, and then the tofenus, and then they could sew it up nicely. So therefore, they have to do the kriya, they have to rip over here in order to be able to sew it up. Korin almanas litvar. That is the isser of kriya. That concludes today's shir.